Love and truth just seem to go together. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. I can't imagine one without the other. Yet we live in a world today where people ignore the truth under the guise of loving and caring. And people who know the truth seem bound and determined to hit you over the head with it. And somehow we call this enlightenment. Love without truth has caused reasonable people to turn themselves into human bombs, blowing themselves up and the people around them under the banner of truth. It has caused war and division among peoples of the same country, not able to get along, not able to work through their problems and live in some degree of peace. It has caused almost a complete shutdown of our Congress, so convinced that their party is right, and rather than entering into a dialogue where both parties air and discuss and decisions are made, we're forced into a political stalemate. Truth without love, no matter how convincing, has no power to persuade. Love without truth, no matter how loving, is devoid of any meaning. Truth and love cannot be divorced from each other. They go together, belong together, complement each other, and complete each other. Truth and love together can feed the hungry, clothe the naked, build hospitals, group homes, orphanages, and raise money for a variety of worthy causes. It can stop bullying, protect the unborn, and bring people to know the Lord. But it requires both. Do you ever wake up feeling great? That is, until you get out of bed. Every ache and pain seems to rear its ugly head. You have sore knees and ankles that won't bend, and you're slumped over from the lower back pain. And at that moment, you realize you're getting older. I feel this way every morning as I rise to go to morning mass. As I get older, the things I took for granted as a younger person have started to affect everything. But then it's off to mass and breakfast and on to work. In 2 Corinthians, Paul tells us that this is going to happen, that our outer self is wasting away, but we shouldn't be discouraged. As our outer self is wasting away, our inner self should be renewed each day, day by day. And that's how I feel following Mass, encouraged, feeling renewed in my faith, and ready to endure the temporal, physical pain for the eternal, spiritual growth that lies ahead in heaven. As our bodies weaken, our spiritual life is strengthened, preparing us for the glory beyond comparison. We all know that our time on earth is temporary and that we all die, but we have a tendency to concentrate on those things that are temporary as well. Only as we age do we begin to make the connection and start to concentrate on those things that are eternal. We experience life in the midst of death, see glory at the end of suffering, and fix our eyes on the eternal reality. Getting older is a blessing. What we lose in our physical bodies, we gain in our spiritual understanding. We understand that while we're shedding the temporary, we're gaining the eternal, eternal life. Isn't God's plan wonderful? This is Tony Agnese. Well, that's our show for today. I hope you enjoyed our guests. We had wonderful conversation with Dr. Manny and Carrie Santos on Can We Cana? And if you would like more information, you can go to canwecana.blogspot.com. We also talk with Richard Nye. Richard is the president and co-founder of Veritas Christi Catholic High School, the country's first high school for students with special needs. You know, Veritas Christi will open this summer in Ann Arbor, Michigan, to create an environment where special needs kids can learn without fear or worry and learn alongside other kids who know what it's like to be different. Accept each other without all the judging and taunting that's too common in the public school system. For more information on Veritas Christi Catholic High School, go to veritaschristi.com. veritaschristi.com. And don't forget, if you can't remember any of these links, you can always go to findinggodsgrace.com. From the navigation bar, click on radio, and you'll see the programs and all of the necessary links that go with each of the guests we have on the show. We also heard two of my podcasts that are available to you every week. Every Wednesday, I post a new podcast on a subject that's of interest to most Catholics. You can listen to it in about 3 minutes' time. It's posted on Wednesday on the website, and if you subscribe to it, you can receive it in your email box every Thursday morning at 7 a.m. It's a great way to get an extra boost during the middle of your week. It's also available on Stitcher, iTunes and TuneIn Radio as well. You can get those on any of those sources. They all have apps for your smartphone that make it real easy to listen. And then don't forget my blog. It posts every Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and it will email out every Monday morning at 7 a.m. To subscribe to either my post or my blog, go to TonyAgnesi.com, TonyAgnesi.com, or easier yet, go to FindingGodsGrace.com and click on podcast or blog subscriptions. Subscriptions are free, and I'm sure they'll help bless your week. Next week, we've got two great guests coming up on the program. Both are fantastic Catholic authors. Marge Fenelon and Nancy Cook Ward will be joining me next week. We'll be talking about Marge's new book and a couple of her older books as well. And we're going to be talking with my buddy Nancy Cook Ward about an exciting online conference for women that will be held in February. You don't want to miss it. That's it. I'm Tony Agnesi. Thanks again for joining us this week on Finding God's Grace. God bless you.
You've been listening to Finding God's Grace with Catholic storyteller, author, and broadcaster Tony Agnesi. For more information on the program, go to FindingGodsGrace.com. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe to Tony's Monday morning inspirational blog message and his Thursday podcast, and follow Tony on Facebook, Twitter, and Google+ for more information. Join us again next time for Finding God's Grace.